If you're a parent, you've likely thought about what kind of education will best set your child up for success. Maybe you've weighed the pros and cons of public versus private schools, or even considered homeschooling. What if you had the ability to choose any school for your child, public or private, without worrying about the cost? Would this open doors for better opportunities, or would it create an uneven playing field? Welcome to your Dinner Table Debates Daily Deep Dive, where we explore real topics from our decks and give you everything you need to debate in under 10 minutes. Today's topic is school vouchers are beneficial to society and comes from the society category in our full-size essentials collection deck. Let's dig in. Today, we're digging into the debate on school vouchers. School vouchers are government-funded scholarships that allow families to use public funds to pay for private school tuition for K-12 education. The idea is that parents should have the freedom to choose where their children are educated, whether that's in a public school, a private school, or even a charter school. Proponents argue this creates competition, driving schools to improve. Critics, however, worry that it drains resources from already underfunded public schools. Here are some facts to consider. In the United States, more than 25 states offer some form of school voucher program. According to the National Center for Education Statistics, public schools educate about 90% of U.S. students, while private schools account for around 10%. Studies have shown mixed results on whether vouchers improve student outcomes, with some suggesting benefits for students who switch to private schools, and others showing little to no overall improvement. This debate is critical because it touches on fundamental questions about equality, parental rights, and the role of government in education. It's not just about schools. It's about opportunity, fairness, and how we prepare future generations for success. Whether you have kids or not, the outcome of this debate impacts communities and society as a whole. Now, let's debate. Agree. School vouchers are beneficial to society. It's empowering parental choice. Parents know what's best for their children. Vouchers empower families to choose schools that align with their values, educational goals, or specific needs, such as smaller class sizes or specialized programs. For example, a family with a child who excels in the arts might use a voucher to attend a private school with a strong arts program that's unavailable in their public school district. It's encouraging healthy competition. When schools compete for students, they're incentivized to improve. This can lead to better educational outcomes for all. As public schools work to retain students by raising their standards, private schools innovate to attract families. Evidence from states like Florida suggests that voucher programs can lead to improved test scores in both private and public schools. It's reducing economic barriers. Vouchers level the playing field by giving low-income families access to schools that are previously out of reach. This helps break the cycle of poverty by providing better educational opportunities. According to EdChoice, 85% of families participating in voucher programs come from economically disadvantaged backgrounds. Disagree. School vouchers are not beneficial to society. It's a drain on public school resources. Vouchers redirect public funds to private institutions, which often serve fewer students and aren't held to the same accountability standards. This weakens public schools that are already struggling with limited resources. A report from the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities found that voucher programs often disproportionately impact urban and low-income public schools. This makes inequality worse. Private schools can set their own admissions criteria, meaning they may still exclude students with special needs, behavioral issues, or other challenges. This leaves public schools to educate the most vulnerable students with even fewer resources. Studies have shown that voucher programs often benefit middle-income families more than the low-income families they're designed to help. There's a lack of oversight. Unlike public schools, private schools are not required to follow the same curriculum standards, testing protocols, or reporting practices. This lack of oversight raises questions about whether public funds are being used effectively. For example, a 2017 study by the Economic Policy Institute found that many voucher-funded schools do not meet basic educational standards. Now for some rebuttals. A possible rebuttal to the agree point about encouraging healthy competition could be, While competition sounds promising in theory, public schools can't compete on a level playing field. They're required to accept all students, whereas private schools can pick and choose who they admit. This undermines the argument that competition will drive widespread improvement. A possible rebuttal to the disagree point about draining public school resources could be, it's important to remember that public schools are funded based on enrollment and how much of that local population they serve. If a family chooses a private school, the public school no longer has to allocate resources for that student, balancing the financial impact. The debate over school vouchers is ongoing. In 2023, Arizona expanded its voucher program to allow any family, regardless of income, to use public funds for private school tuition. This move sparked both praise and backlash, with critics warning it could lead to a significant decline in public school funding. Meanwhile, research continues to assess the long-term impacts of vouchers on student outcomes, community resources, and social equity. If you want to explore more debates on education, check out our previous episode where we explore the topic, All Childhood Education in the U.S. Should Be Equally Funded Regardless of Location. Want to dig into this topic even more? Well, when you're playing dinner table debates at home, Agree sets the stage and defines the debate. Here are some ways that Agree could redefine the debate topic, school vouchers are beneficial to society. 1. School vouchers are beneficial only for low-income families. How should eligibility for vouchers be determined? Would this limit or enhance their effectiveness? 2. School vouchers should be capped at a specific funding amount. How much funding is reasonable? And who decides? Could this ensure public schools remain adequately funded? 3. School vouchers should only apply to schools that meet public education standards. Should private schools be required to follow the same accountability rules as public schools? Would this compromise their independence or ensure quality education? If you enjoyed our deep dive, you can debate this topic and many more by getting your own Dinner Table Debates deck at dinnertabledebates.com. It's a unique game because every round starts with randomly assigning agree or disagree. Then you pick the topic, meaning that you might be debating for something you disagree with, or vice versa. But that's the point. Stretch your brain, gain clarity, improve critical thinking and empathy, and have fun doing it. Save 10% on your order when you use the code PODCAST10. You can also join the debate on our Instagram and TikTok accounts at Dinner Table Debates. Get ready for some thought-provoking discussions that will challenge your assumptions and broaden your understanding of the world around you. Happy debating, and remember, everyone is always welcome at the table.